The University of Rochester economics professor is gaining national criticism for a recent post on his blog in which he questioned whether the rape of an unconscious woman should be illegal. Professor Stephen Landsberg was writing about a case in Ohio where two teens were convicted of sexually assaulting an unconscious girl. Landsberg, in his blog, posed the question, quote, "As long as I'm safely unconscious and therefore shielded from the cost of an assault, why shouldn't the rest of the world, or more specifically my attackers, be allowed to reap the benefits?" Students have petitioned for the censure of Professor Landsberg, and a women's rights group is now calling for his dismissal. Karina Garcia is joining us now. She represents the group WORD, Women Organized to Resist and Defend. Karina, thanks so much for being here.
Hi, thank you.
The University of Rochester released a statement saying, quote, "The University of Rochester is committed to the academic freedom of our faculty and students. Their views are their own. They do not speak for the university." What is your reaction to this statement? Does Professor Landsberg have the right of free speech to express his views in his personal blog, despite the fact that they are offensive to others?
Well, I think that right now, you know, there's not an epidemic of professors being fired for having controversial views. What there is an epidemic of is an epidemic of rape. We live in a culture that tolerates rape, where artists like Rick Ross and college professors like Landsberg say it's okay to rape an unconscious woman, where there are over 1 million women who are raped every year, and only 37% of rape cases are prosecuted and only 18% end in a conviction. So I think that it's taking place in the context of rape, of a society that tolerates it. I think that that's the most important thing here.
Professor Landsberg, since this controversial post, has gone on to post on his blog that he was just speaking hypothetically, that he wasn't encouraging anyone to carry out these actions, that he was just noodling on an idea. What's your reaction to that?
I think he needs to take responsibility for his words. It's not just words. We're, like, as I mentioned before, we're living in a society where over 1 million women are actually raped. And he's making these comments in the context of Steubenville, which we know was a 16-year-old girl who was, you know, unconscious. And he's saying he's making his blog post in this context. You know, he compared the situation to a neighbor turning on a porch light and causing, quote, trillions of photons to penetrate the body, as if those two things could even be compared. He has to take responsibility for his words. It's much more than just a philosophical musing. It's the reality of millions of women.
What would you like to see happen here, your organization?
We think that he should be fired. We think that by firing Landsberg, the University of Rochester can take a stand against that culture of rape rather than being complicit in it. We think that there should be consequences to this promotion of ideas.
Have you attempted to contact the university directly?
Well, we've sent out, you know, in a 24-hour period, we got over 1,000 people to send letters directly to the university calling for them to take action.
Some of the student supporters have called for the censure of the professor. Others have protested outside his class. Have you been in touch with any of those students?
Not directly myself, no. But I think our organization has reached out to them. But I'm not certain.
Well, Karina, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Karina Garcia, representing the group WORD, Women Organized to Resist and Defend.